I'm Steve Lindell. My guest is Dr. Jeff Bird. He is El Presidente, Indiana University Health, Ball Memorial Hospital. He does not have his stethoscope on. He is talking to us this morning, I assume from your office there, it looks like in the background, sir.
Yes, Steve, from the office this morning.
All right, very good. I appreciate the time and the information as we look at the status this morning at IUBMH. Sir, could you tell us, this changes almost hourly, but how are we looking at this moment in time?
Not good, Steve. I have a message this morning for the listeners that I hope you've been kind enough to have me on the show a few times, but I want everybody to listen very carefully this morning, because we are truly in a crisis. We are in a crisis nationally. We are in a crisis in the state of Indiana, and we are in a crisis in Muncie, Indiana, at IU Health Ball Hospital. We have been running a census of patients admitted with COVID infection of around 100 to 105 every day. We are there today. To put this in perspective, last winter, when you and I talked several times, the most we ever had was high 80s. One day we hit 90 last winter. So the thing that's also really important that I want our listeners to understand is this Delta variant is a different COVID virus than what we were dealing with through the winter. This virus, the COVID, the Delta variant, is affecting younger people. So if you're in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, and you think you're not going to get it sick from COVID, this Delta variant does not care. This Delta variant will get you sick. This Delta variant will put you in the hospital, and this Delta variant can kill you. Of our 100 patients, my last count, which was yesterday afternoon, 25 out of 100 were people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. We had two deaths last week of healthy 30-year-old patients. So please get your vaccination. We've been saying it over and over, but the message cannot be overstated now. You must get vaccinated.
Dr. Jeff Bird is my guest. When vaccinated people say that if I'm vaxxed, why am I being asked to wear masks in certain situations? Explain that for our viewers and listeners, would you?
Yeah, so it's a tough question, but it's a very appropriate question, because I get that too. Dr. Bird, we know you've got people who've been vaccinated, they're in the hospital. It's true. I don't have the statistics in front of me, 30 times more likely to get hospitalized if you're unvaccinated. You're 16 times more likely to need intensive care, and you are 11 times more likely to die if you're unvaccinated. So the mask issue is, we know that vaccinated people can still get COVID, and vaccinated people can still transmit the Delta variant. So it's really important during these times that anytime we're indoors or anytime we're outdoors in a crowd, that you continue to do all the things we've been talking about for 18 months. Stay 6 feet away and wear your mask.
Dr. Jeff Bird is my guest. I get this question a lot. I'm sure you do too. If someone has had COVID and recovered, is it okay to still get a COVID vaccine? Should they not? Does it matter? What say you?
No, absolutely. We know that the scientific data is very clear. If you get a natural COVID infection, whether you had symptoms or you didn't, you do have a certain degree of protection to another infection. But we also know that those people that had a COVID vaccine who then go on to choose to get vaccinated, it's the smart choice. It's the right choice, because their protection is very much better and greater than natural immunity alone.
The other subject that's pretty new, especially in the last couple of weeks, maybe a little longer, is the notion of booster shots. And I know there's a couple of different ways this has been discussed and talked about. I'm a novice. I'm not a doctor. You are.
Yeah.
But it feels like to me that that we're not completely certain exactly what needs to happen. And if everybody can just hang back for a minute on that one, that might be best. Correct me if I'm wrong on that.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. You know, I think we're taping on September 15th, right? Mm-hmm. And the government has told us all along that starting September 20th, which is next Monday, we're supposed to open up business to be able to give boosters. So there's a little controversy about it, Steve. And part of that stems from the fact that what we know is if you've gotten the regular COVID vaccine, like we've been talking about for 9 months now, you are so relatively protected that because there are areas of the world where people haven't had a chance to get vaccinated at all, organizations like the World Health Organization say, hey, you rich countries like the United States, you shouldn't be given boosters because we still got millions and millions and millions of people that haven't had an opportunity to get their first shot. So it's controversial. I still don't know next Monday what's going to happen. We're ready to give boosters. If indeed we get the go-ahead to give boosters, we would want to prioritize those just like we did when we started vaccinations last December with people who have chronic medical problems. Even now you can go get a booster if you're severely immunocompromised, have a transplant, some of those other things, right? And we would want to give our frontline healthcare workers first dibs at a booster. But I can't tell you Monday whether it's going to happen or not.
Final 30 seconds with Dr. Jeff Bird, IUBMH, the president, talking to us, the doctor too. I think it's safe to say, in summary, this COVID thing, you really don't want to get it at all, if there's any way to avoid that.
Yeah, we have to do everything in our power, right? And again, the message is clear. The COVID vaccinations, any of the three that are approved, and of course we know that the Pfizer has full FDA approval now. We've been given these vaccines for over 9 months, almost 10 months, and it is a safe, effective vaccination, and it is our only way out of this mess. So please, if you're not vaccinated, but you've been thinking about it, please go get vaccinated. Encourage your family, friends, and loved ones to go get vaccinated.
Dr. Jeff Bird, thank you for the good work that you and your team is doing. If we had more time right now, I'm certain that you would want to spend time thanking your team, because I know this continues to be very difficult for everybody at every hospital and more everywhere.
It's amazing, Steve. An amazing team.